Did you ever hear of the 1862 U.S. Dakota War during your growing up years?
I learned through reading and hearing and talking to my grandparents that there is that they call it the Great Dakota Conflict, 1862. Probably my great grandfather was involved in that Little Crow uprising. That's where I'm descended of, though.
So you're a direct descendant of Chief Little Crow.
Right, that's right.
Therefore, I would guess that you heard quite a few stories while you were growing up. What did they tell you about that time?
Well, the hardships that they put up with, and the U.S. government promised them rations and all that, and they didn't live up to their promises. And that's what sort of caused that conflict, because my great-grandfather there, he was living in a house and wearing white man's clothes and all that, and then things didn't go right, so he went back to his own Dakota ways. That's how the war, he was involved in that war.
What stories did you hear about your grandfather? What kind of man was he?
Well, first of all, he was a real woman's man. He had, I believe, 7 wives. There's a family of 7 girls. He's involved with every one of them, he's living with them. And, well, of course, definitely he's a warrior, and he was a nice-looking man. I guess everybody look up to him, all the women.
Natural-born leader?
Yeah.
I believe he was considered very intelligent as well.
Yes, I would say that too, from what I was taught about and read about. And
didn't he have the confidence of the people?
Yeah, some do, and then some don't, eh? You know, like, there is some people there that don't want to follow his lifestyle, and they want to live in a civilized way, but, you know, like, there's always 2 sides to all conflicts, eh? Mm-hmm. The do's and don'ts, but he's one of the ones that were involved in the do's, I guess.
And he, from what I've read, said to the, when they met to talk about what to do next, he, from what I understand, said that he wasn't really confident they could win, but he would lead them anyway because he was not a coward. Does that sound accurate?
He knows there that there'd be a bunch of settlers and white people coming to the States and all that area there. Eventually, he knows it's going to happen to what it is today.
Yes.
But yet, he still stood up against that for a while till he got killed.